Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1980, Roseburg, Oregon officials attempted to use enforcement of an ordinance against occult arts to prohibit the opening of a palm reading shop. When Romani gypsies Lizzie and Rita Marx wanted to open the shop, city councilor Wesley Wilhite told them, "You represent to me the kingdom of darkness, and I will do all I can to block you." The Roseburg Ordinance outlawed fortune-telling, phrenology, astrology, mesmerism, and spiritualism, except that it allowed schools, fraternal organizations, and duly organized and recognized religions to use fortune-telling to raise money. It was argued that the intent of the law was to prevent fraud, not religious freedom, but Wilhite told his colleagues, "We are not dealing with flesh and blood. We are dealing with principalities we cannot see." A local pastor, H. Art Spencer, said, "The use of palmistry has always been a form of witchcraft." The issue in Roseburg was dismissed when the Marx established their business out of town. In 1984, the California Supreme Court ruled in a similar case that astrologers and fortune tellers had the same rights to charge for predicting the future as stockbrokers and political pollsters. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.